This is Total Information AM Sunday with Maria Kina and Brian Kelly on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Brian Thompson's forecast is coming up. Right now, though, we want to talk about charter schools. The NAACP leaders ratified a resolution recently calling for a moratorium on the expansion of charters and for stronger oversight of those schools. Well, taking the other side of this issue is Brian Murphy of the Children's Education Alliance of Missouri. And Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Brian, thanks for having me. I can remember that name. Good.
It makes a little even spell it right, so that's good. So why do you think that the NAACP is taking down the wrong path for passing this moratorium?
Well, a couple of things. Look, I don't want to question the NAACP, and I have no problems with their concern about the plight of African American school children. It's core to their mission, but they're going in the wrong direction on this. Let's take a look at what we're trying to solve here. The achievement scores for African American kids and, quite frankly, kids of color across the United States have been dismal. They are generally not coming up under the traditional system, and so this new movement comes into place, charter schools, they're making great strides in the community on improving test scores, and they've got great acceptance in the community, and the NAACP should be siding with African-American parents who they're supposed to be serving and looking at how to improve those test scores and how to make sure these kids are ready for a college and for the world of work.
Well, Brian, as a devil's advocate here, let me take that role for a second. A lot of people will say, well, why not put this effort into the public school system?
Well, great question. We've been putting this effort into the public system for how many years now? They started and did great work on Brown versus Board of Education, but we've been putting money into public schools, and quite frankly, test scores have not been moving up. As a matter of fact, they've been going the other way. We have got a critical problem in this country in terms of how do we educate minority youth. Kids in my community that I see every day in my business, I'm looking for folks that are prepared to go into the workforce. So are we going to continue to kind of like put money into a system that's shown it has failed, or are we going to do something that's more innovative and makes more sense and starting to increase the test scores in these communities because they're more nimble, they're more innovative, and they've got a good parent backing behind them, so that there's some elements in charter schools that make more sense. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get rid of public education, but we need to look at some things that work. What we've had is not working.
I know the concerns of some is that it leaves a large portion of the young population, the students, behind because you're taking that funding that should go to all students, and it's going to just a select few students.
Well, hold on here. Let's try and clear up some misconceptions here. Charter schools are public schools. They're independent and they're tuition free, so they're open to everybody. They serve all students. There's no entrance requirements to come into a charter school. And what they do is they provide parents with high-quality schools that are high-performing. They're smaller, so they're more innovative. They're responsive to parents' needs and to community needs. And they need to be accountable also because they're smaller. And then parents are partners in these, so they're involved in what's going on in the schools. When we awarded KIPP and Northside Community Center, our Champions of Education, at our recent gala, they said that one of the tenets of what they do is the parental involvement. And more importantly, we have options now to public schools that are more successful, and parents are choosing these based on their children's needs. So are we going to stick with putting money into a system that has failed us, or are we going to take some of that and use something in a more innovative lab that, quite frankly, a third of the folks in St. Louis have chosen with their feet? They're moving into charter schools, and they're showing higher achievement for that. So I'm not saying that we're diverting money away or pulling it away, but we're sharing money cooperatively in a system that works.
Brian, we're up against the clock here, almost out of time, but just quickly I have to ask you, what do you do with the existing public schools then that are not producing children that are going on to college, that are not getting good grades? What happens to that group of children?
What's happening now is people are leaving. Okay, they're going to have options. They're looking at private schools, parochial schools, charter schools. The census in the St. Louis Public Schools has continued to drop over a number of years. So that almost kind of takes care of itself. I don't know what you do there, but you've got to try and provide other options. I think one of the things that you do is you provide good and viable options that parents can take their children to. I mean, look, if something is not working, you need to either change it or get rid of it. That's what happens with charter schools. They're only around for their charter, and then if they're not doing well, if they can't get support, they go out of business. So I'm not saying that we need to just tank public education, but we do need to provide these options to parents who need them.
Brian Murphy, thank you very much for your insight this morning. He's with the Children's Education Alliance of Missouri. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Hey, I appreciate the time to talk to you. Thanks, Brian. Maria?